apply for the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. We got a lot of things to cover here in just a very short period of time. In the next hour, we're going to be with Scott Adams, joining up with him and his show, and we'll also be being simulcast through a WYFL in Philadelphia. That used to be one of our major stations. When we were in Philadelphia, when we were emanating from Philadelphia, and welcome to everybody in Philadelphia who's listening to Agenda 21 Radio and all the things that are going on out there. We really do appreciate your listenership. We will open up the phone lines. I know that some people are chomping at the bit, to say the least, and they're a little worried. Paul, you don't want to protest. No, it's not that. You protest on your own ground, not the government's ground. When the government invites you to protest, you got to think about that. When the very government you're protesting and the government is inviting you to protest, guess what? There's probably a reason. It's not a good reason for them inviting you to protest, right? I mean, I know it sounds convoluted, it sounds crazy, and it goes against all of your impulses as patriotic Americans, right? You're going to protest. Yeah, and you're going to do it at the Capitol where they want you to come down and get your pictures taken so that the Chi-Coms can use your pictures later. Hey, guys, that's just the fact of life. That's just the way that it's done. And a lot of people might not understand that, but, you know, I'm here to try to help you through that one. Going to protests that are sponsored by people like the Gates Foundation, working in collusion with the California state government and the communist Chinese in China, probably isn't a real good idea. Yeah, I mean, you got to stop and think about it. That's the reality that we live in. I mean, all this stuff, this is not the norm, guys. No matter how much you like the weather out here in California or you think you have the freedoms that you don't. By the way, how are those freedoms working out for you right now? I mean, today we're supposed to be walking around, if you're outdoors, to be wearing a mask. Right, in California. Everywhere you go. How's that working out for you? Huh? Make you feel really comfortable to be wearing that mask? Not me. I'm not going to. Hello, why should I? It's against the Constitution. It's very humiliating, but here's the other thing, too. You know, these masks are not necessarily to be used as normal breathing apparel, so to speak. That just is not the way it works. That really is not the way it works. The way it works is that you've got your mouth and nose that you can breathe with. Shocking. I know you're not reptiles, but you're not frogs. Now, frogs can actually pass oxygen through their skin, right? That's why you pick up a frog and he's got really thin skin, kind of like some of our liberals. Talk about boiling a frog, right? Anyway, thin skin helps in the aid of osmosis, and actually oxygen can go back and forth in the skin of the frog. That's why it can sit in hours in the water, right? And some animals, such as some of your reptiles like turtles, can sit in hours, or even alligators. They can sit submerged under the water because they have special ways to store oxygen within their systems. But when you're breathing through a mask, you're just rebreathing the same germs that come out of your lungs. What's to think about that? You know, I think the incidence of pulmonary issues going forward because of everybody wearing a mask is a bad deal. I really believe that. It's a bad deal. I don't think it's a good deal at all. I don't think it's a good deal at all. So, that's why I say, if you're going to protest today, make sure you take your mask because they're going to want to arrest you, right? I mean, well, at least wear a mask, a full mask. That's what I would do. I would strongly, a full mask, so they wouldn't have any idea who you are, right? They'll figure it out. They can figure out by your stature, things like that. They'll do the pointing things. They'll get all your facial features, even with a mask on. And they'll have some certainty about who you are. I want you to remember that. I want you to remember that. That is not a good way to go, guys. It really isn't. You know, would they have done that at Concord? No, they would have thought this one out. At Concord, which, by the way, was, 245 years ago, yesterday, April 19th. Isn't that interesting? 25 years ago for the Mirror Building being blown up. You know, in Oklahoma. Remember that? Yeah, for that one. That one has been a problem for a long time, hasn't it? And it's been a problem for a long time. Yeah, we played this video that was produced. And it's interesting. YouTube, just in the last hour since we put it up, took it out. Shocking. But we got all the audio tracking and everything, so that's all good. You know, they can't get away from it that way. And I'm sure there's other venues and avenues to be pulling this information from. So anyway, that's just kind of a shocker. We'll have the whole thing available for you on replay on our podcast. You might want to pick up the podcast here in the last couple of days and everything else and get the kind of full picture. They are current on the podcast. Okay, so what is really going on? We want to try and touch upon a lot of the world news and stuff that's happening. One of the questions I'm going to throw out there right now is there going to be a draft? Now, there is a draft so far, but we're hearing rumblings. Now, this is something we've heard for a long time. It's been out there because you still have to sign up for the Selective Service, right? Now, the question is there going to be the real draft coming back, especially now that we've got this problem with China? Has millions of soldiers. Millions. And the president just called up a million soldiers. So are we going to see a full-fledged draft? Are they going to activate the draft? And are they going to be calling people in to be drafted into the armed services? Now, this last time that happened, of course, was Vietnam. And everybody was protesting the draft. This is the era of Bill Ayers and all that stuff. He was protesting the draft and all this good crap, right? Well, my feeling is it probably going to happen. And I know a lot of men from the era of the Vietnam era. I was in the Vietnam era. Did not go. Long story behind that, which is a very interesting story, but I'll save it for another time. But a lot of my friends went. You know, my father-in-law was there three times, three tours. You know, came from a military background. My dad was a Marine. My father-in-law was a Marine. Grew up on the Marine Corps bases in Southern California as a kid. So I kind of get that whole thing, you know. But there's something about our culture today that really lacks, especially with our young men and women, but mostly with the young men. And a lot of them who did get drafted, and I know a lot of guys who got drafted, look back on that now as a positive. I know a couple of people that were conscientious objectors and actually went to prison for a couple of years because they conscientiously objected to being drafted and to going to war. That was a big deal then, conscientious objectors, COs, we called them. But some people really stood by the reasons why, and some places didn't like that, so, you know, the draft board and prosecuted them, and they went to prison for their, you know, for their belief system. Now, I want to say both. I'm very compelled to be proud of both groups of Americans for sticking up for what they thought was right as Americans, and they had the choice to do that. Unfortunately for you today, we don't have those choices, do we? Many of us are living in tyranny, even more so now today than ever before. There's something we can do about it. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com and NCS 51. Two, I guess you'd say, stereo websites. We're migrating things over and stuff like that. We're doing the things that we need to be doing to make things happen. All right, so we've got a little bit of a situation going on here now. It seems that they're trying to prevent people on YouTube from watching various and sundry YouTubes, as we just saw with the last one that we were doing in the last hour. YouTube suddenly takes it down. Too much information for you. going against the narrative. So they're really trying to control everything in terms of what you know and hear from the news, even more so now, more aggressively. Seems that we're kind of like the biggest problem, right? What's happening right now on Fox News, which is interesting. Steve Bannon, blood on the hands of Communist Chinese Party. That's an interesting thing. Newt Gingrich, Dems engaged in a game of chicken over COVID-19 aid package. Jay Johnson, I simply don't believe China's coronavirus case numbers. Peter Navarro, how China is now profiting off of COVID-19 pandemic. Of course they are. And they had some shootings going on in Canada. First we heard it was 16, and now I'm a little bit confused. 16 killed, but now it's maybe 10. So, see, this is how good are those numbers? They should be obvious, right? It should be obvious. It says media hit Trump liberate tweets. So I have not checked the Trump tweets this morning. I know some people are really dying for me to maybe do that, but I haven't done that. Looks like they're going to come up with some sort of a deal. What's the devil is in the details. You know, again, we don't really get a chance to see what's going on, what's really truly going on with these bills until after they're passed, right? And then we can learn. I mean, they're supposed to have regulations in which we're supposed to be able to see them and go through them, but, you know, some of them are so long, they're hard to get through, and by that time, they've already gone through, and so then we're stuck with it, right, without really knowing what's going on. So, you know, a lot of anticipation about what's going to be, or the states, one of the big things, is there going to be a bailout for the states? Well, first of all, California is looking for the bailout in a big way, right, because they don't have any money. This is the old thing about them having a $21 billion reserve. You know, really? Did they say that? Oh, that, who was that on The View the other day? Was that Gavin Newsom talking about the $21 billion reserve? Oh, shocking. Where is it? Probably in China now. Just a smidgen off on the calculations, right? Just a few zeros. Nine digits off. Couldn't be not a problem. That's nothing to see here. Just, well, you mean you only have $21? Did somebody erase the zeros? What, you know, what's the deal here? Yeah. This is, we're going to try and plug in here to Maria Bartiromo. I was listening to a little bit this morning about what's going on with the oil companies, because oil has started to really kind of, you know, shake out a little bit. And we've seen precipitous declines in oil here in California, which is interesting. You know, some places it's like, you know, $3.10, which is, that's big. I mean, that's absolutely big, you know. And anyway, Maria Bartiromo is talking right now. She's going to be on here in a second about now. And we're going to hear about oil companies and what's going on. Will they go bankrupt?
Stocks are trading lower as oil prices continue their plunge. Let's bring in Maria Bartiromo, host of Sunday Morning Futures and Mornings with Maria on Fox Business Network weekdays. Maria, good morning to you. We're both looking at this market sell-off as we begin a brand new week. Oil prices, we are just told, dropped below $11 a barrel.
Shocking.
That is really
shocking.
Something as this market anticipates whether or not there will be more funding for small businesses in the middle of all this.
That's exactly right, Sandra. And I know I'm really glad that you began with oil because you understand the direct indication of what oil is telling us from all of your years covering oil at the oil pits there and really studying this market. Oil is down better than 34% right now. This is a crash in the price of oil. And this has to do with, first off, a huge glut of the product. Remember, the Saudis and the Russians were trying to come to an agreement on cutting production. They said that they would cut, but the market doesn't believe that they're going to keep those promises. So you've got a huge glut of oil. and an environment where you've got no demand because the entire world has been shut down by coronavirus. This is indicating that we are going to see global demand slow down, continue to slow down. Even if you see these rolling openings across various states, it's not going to be enough to take oil prices where the shale industry needs it to be in order to make money. Now, I will point this out. This is a little technical today because this is the end of 1 month contract in the price of oil.
Right.
And so that may very well be adding to the volatility. But anyway, you look at it, this is a sharp decline. It indicates very weak demand globally. And that is what is unnerving the stock market today. Why? Because you are going to see companies go bankrupt in the oil space. They cannot balance their budget with a price below $11 a barrel. And that's where we are right now, Sandra.
As you can see in the banner there, lowest price for oil in more than 21 years, down 41% at today's low. And this is as this pandemic is really just slamming anything so closely tied to the economy, as you said, like oil prices. Chevron and Exxon are the biggest Dow losers out of the gate this morning.
You know, one of the things, there's a, you know, I've got several friends who deal in the stock market and stuff like that, and they're making quite a bit of money right now. Because they're buying everything at lows in the stock market. I'm sure they're going to be buying some oil futures at some point in time because they're so low right now and they're selling low. But you know what will happen? The market's bound to rebound. You know, if you're looking maybe a year to 2 years, you know, buying oil futures, you could be making a lot of money right now. But that's just, you know, but then there's also the stocks, and a lot of people are making stocks. I think Sandra Smith, if I was... she came from the business department of Fox News. See, Fox is really changing. It really is. And, you know, because we deal with the news business all the time. We're a Fox affiliate and all this other stuff and on several of our stations that we have. And we understand the tempo or the cadence. You know, we understand the news cycle. We understand the personalities. We understand the management. And it's pretty clear that there's a real shift to the left with Fox News. And that's pretty sad for a lot of people. I understand that. But they have individual reporters that are still stellar and outstanding. And that seems to be what's holding them together, in my opinion, rather than going full blown to the left. And there's a tendency for them to do that based upon their management style, which is unfortunate. Which is really, but there's going to be, you know, there's going to be things that are going to reshape the landscape of media. And part of that is going to be Red State Talk Radio. I'm telling you right now. Red State Talk Radio is going to be one of those futures that, you know, it's got a future. It's got a huge future. And I'm really, really glad, you know, I've been on Red State Talk Radio now. Well, it's probably 9 years. Best thing I ever did. It was tough in the beginning. Gosh, you know, we're the listeners, you know, that sort of thing. But now all of a sudden things have just started to explode and we're getting more popular. We got some great personalities. And we're all spot on. We're absolutely spot on in our narratives and what we're doing and what we're saying about and what we're predicting. And that's why people are coming to us in droves. And we really do appreciate your listenership. And we really do appreciate the citizen journalist. I want to say that again. In this last hour, we had some excellent reportage from citizen journalists. Anyway, is there a draft in our future? A draft. This is not a football draft. This is a military draft. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Finding out about new rallies popping up here. Some of them might be of interest to you if you want to check it out. We'll just kind of read them off here. This is We the People Business, Fully Reopen California Now Movement. Don't know who's behind this, admins and moderators. So we'll have to find Alyssa, Danny, five others. Group rules, be kind and courteous, no hate speech or bullying, no promotions, no spam, no whatever. And I guess they're asking people to join the group. So we'll see about that, right? We'll see that. Anyway, so a lot of stuff going on. I'm in Facebook right now. Let's see. Exit without answering. Exit. Thank you. We're in Facebook. So I got pulled away by the shining objects, right? I'm serious as a heart attack. I got pulled away by the shining objects, and I'm looking at all this stuff about all the things going on in the Facebook world. I don't like Facebook. I'm not a Facebook fan, but we use Facebook. You kind of have to, you know. But it's interesting some of the stuff we get and how we, especially in New California. So we got this one thing flew around. It says, wehaverights.com, hashtag Fully Open America, and it's a website. It says May Day March to reopen California, May 1st, 2020 noon, Los Angeles City Hall, Orange County, Huntington Beach Pier, Sacramento Capitol Building. Oh, there you go, San Diego City Hall and Ventura City Hall. Got to get all those faces, right? Got to get all those faces. Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So that's one of the things that's going on out there. More reportage from us about that a little bit later. But I wanted to get back to one of the essential things that's going on, of course, and that is what is really truly happening with the draft. The draft. All you draft dodgers out there, raise your hand. I mean, you know, in my generation, there's bound to be a few people living even to this day. in Canada. Escape to Canada. Be a draft dodger, or you can be a war protester, right? And, of course, that was the mark of the beast for some people, being a war protester. And there was a lot of there was a lot of people getting upset about that, you know, back in the 60s and 70s. You know, that's where violence, a lot of violent things happened. And, you know, Bill Ayers made his big appearance, and Bernardine Dorn and the Weathermen, and they killed a number of people. They built bombs. Bill Ayers, you know, the guy who brought us Obama, is a murderer. And not only that, he's associated with the Shining Path Maoist out of Argentina, which, of course, has been one of the biggest movements of the Communist Party and Nazis Party, you know, for about the last 20 years. They've combined forces. They're part of the deep state activity that goes on, part of the cartels. But they work with Communist China. Now, a lot of people don't know this. And then they work with Latin American countries like Mexico, Mr. Obrador. You know, I mean, the people like that, they foment this violence, and they foment, and they work with a globalist like Bill Gates. All this stuff is working together against the United States of America, because we have a Republican form of government. It comes down to our Constitution. They're attacking the Constitution, have been for years, but, you know, now they're deliberately attacking all of us in many different ways, like this whole thing with this coronavirus. This is a chemical weapon. This is biological warfare being exercised against us right now. And, of course, we're reshaping it into something different in terms of the narrative so we don't actually go to war. But, you know, that's why we are talking about the draft right now. You know, that's why we were talking about the draft in the 1960s. Well, first of all, the draft has a huge importance to this country, and the draft has been used on a number of occasions, starting in the Civil, I think in the Civil War. I'm not too sure about the Revolutionary War. I think everybody was like the Minuteman type of bit. It's conscription in the United States. Okay, that's what it's called. Conscription in the United States of America. It's called the draft. It says, news about the military draft. Now this is interesting. 7 hours ago. So are they on to a story that I was on to and have been for several weeks now about the draft? I don't know, but this is coming from The Guardian, so I am absolutely going to click on it because it's not just about me. It says, military veterans help draft PTSD guidance for NHS workers. Oh, okay. Well, that's something different. Draft something. News about the military. Military draft service advocates see debate transformed by corona. Aha! This is 7 days ago by the Washington Times, who I think is an excellent paper, by the way. They've been absolutely stupendous with the New California State movement. Military draft service advocates see debate transformed by coronavirus. So is this going to happen? See, I think it is. I think they're going to bring the draft back. I think the draft. I mean, everybody's got to sign up for the Selective Service when they turn 18. Now, I'm a little bit beyond the draft age, but everybody's got to sign up, and, of course, they have a list, and so what's happened is, I understand it, that list, then they're checking it twice, they're finding out it's not complete, and people have not met, I guess you would say, their numbers in various areas, so they're going to start taking a re-look at what's going on with the draft, as I understand it. I think they're going to start pulling it out. I think they're going to actually use it. And this China thing is a main impetus about that. It says, imagine in the teeth of the coronavirus, in the teeth, it says. This is written by it's Washington Times. It's Madison. Oh, Madison Hymanson. Imagine that in the teeth of the coronavirus crisis, President Trump had been able to call up a literal and figurative army of trained veterans, both to swell the ranks of the strained military and to help with essential civilian and humanitarian tasks in cities and states hammered by the pandemic. That, say advocates for the revival of the military draft or a U.S. universal service obligation, would be the case if their arguments had been listened to. Those advocates say the current crisis could kickstart a moribund national debate on conscription and service, drawing on the labor provided from America's youth. Aha. the release of a two-year, now listen to this, two-year Blue Ribbon Panel's report on the draft attracted little notice last month. Now see, this, I was referring to the draft a couple months ago. I'm not being psychic, and I did not know about this report until I just read it. But there's been swirls of information coming from different sources. So, I mean, I'm like a sponge for information. So when somebody mentions the draft, it's kind of like, okay. And then somebody mentions it again two or three times, you know, in a week. I'm like, wow, well, there's something going on with the draft I didn't know about. And, of course, now maybe this is what they've been referring to, is this notice last month that this the Blue Ribbon Panel's report came out about should there be a draft or no draft. Now, this is huge for all of you out there that are draftable. The government is going to force you into the military, like it or not. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
We're talking about whether or not there's going to be a draft. Military style draft, not a college, not a football draft or something like that. Of course, you don't do football anymore or sports or anything like that in this country. All those rights have gone away now. They've taken them away. Right? Right. I mean, Bill Gates is here. He's in charge now. He's in charge of the world. The oligarchs are here. Anyway, so in this military, in this scenario of the COVID virus crisis, it says in a military crisis of this magnitude, this is the quote apparently from Charlie Carpenter, a political science professor at Amherst. She writes, in a military crisis of this magnitude, young men have in the past been called up and trained virtually overnight to perform numerous skilled jobs in the armed forces or in the civil service. Says young women have been mobilized as well into the military, the medical corps, or factory work. Ms. Carpenter goes on to paint a picture of a world where 20-somethings are trained intensely and quickly to fight the virus, building hospitals and distributing food. Some could even be trained to act as nursing assistants and emergency medical technicians. A civilian service draft is at least as reasonable today as a military one was for our grandfathers, said Miss Carpenter. So you're talking more of a military service type of draft on this count. But I think overall that statement was about a draft. Okay, not civilian corps, but a draft. So are we going to get military people? I bet specifically trained in both. Military, I mean, usually when you go into the military service, you get basic training, which means you learn how to handle a weapon, right? That sort of thing. You know how to run, dance, tap dance, you know, and do the things you need to do. It says that currently the only active registration system is through the Selective Service, and within 30 days of turning 18, young men are required to register with the Selective Service in the event that Congress and the President seek to revive military conscription, which has stood at a standstill since the Vietnam War. Although, and this is where I'm talking about, although there is no standing conscription system for civilian national service, some argue that the coronavirus outbreak has changed more than a few minds. So they're talking now here about this. Now, maybe, I don't know if it's being confused or not, but I'm hearing the military variety of conscription, which we're going to talk about in a second. It says, one popular meme notes the only demand for sacrifice of the rising generation so far has been they practice social distancing techniques and stay home, and your grandparents were called to war. You're being called to sit on your couch. You can do this. Last month, the National Commission on Military, National, and Public Service released its final report backing major changes to the current civil service registration system and new goals for American enrollment in the national service programs. One primary goal is to see 1 million new annual enrollments in the national service sector every year by 2030. Commission Vice Chair Deborah Wada, W-A-D-A, said in an interview that the U.S. government does not have the tools or capacity to mobilize even willing volunteers nationally to fight the current pandemic. The time you would need on a national scale to put something together, you're talking about months, she said. In the current crisis, by contrast, days matter, not months. Now, I understand that point. That's just like going to war. There's many things that could happen, but it's not like, you know, first of all, we got to get a hold of how this whole thing came out for this pandemic. This was a deliberate attempt to destroy this country. Let's remember that. That's war. I'm not too sure a civilian corps could have mitigated anything when there's a deliberate attempt at warfare like that. So that's where I think the rub is that there's this talk about a selective service and then for civilian purposes, and then there's a talk, which, by the way, is not the first time we've heard these words before. We used to have other types of civilian services that people would go into. The Peace Corps is an example. Boy, that changed. I got to tell you, I know many people have been in the Peace Corps, but I'm not too sure about the Peace Corps back in the day. I'm still not. I wasn't then. I'm not now. In the wake of the current pandemic, Ms. Water praised the contributions of AmeriCorps volunteers who have offered service to the elderly. Now, of course, AmeriCorps was a Bill Clinton thing. The current pandemic could be the catalyst in which people truly understand that service in their communities is something, well, okay, we understand it. But service, military service is really what I'm kind of looking for here. I'm not looking for the other type of service. You know, what it would be like to have this kind of military service is what I'm looking for. Military service or conscription, it's called. That's the key thing to understand. Conscription. Nothing like a little conscription in your life. You're just conscripts, that's all. Conscription in the United States. This is from Wikipedia. I like this. Conscription in the United States, commonly known as the draft, has been employed by the federal government of the United States in five conflicts. The American Revolutionary War, so I stand corrected on that. See, I didn't know for sure about how they did that. I'm not real clear on that process. The American Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Cold War, and the fourth incarnation of the draft came into being in 1940 through the Selective Service and Selective Training and Service Act. It was the country's first peacetime draft. That was in 1940. From 1940 until 1973, during both peacetime periods of conflict, men were drafted to fill vacancies in the United States Armed Forces that could not be filled through voluntary means. The draft came to an end in 1973 when the United States Armed Forces moved to an all-volunteer military. However, the Selective Service system remains in place as a contingency plan. All male U.S. citizens, regardless of where they live, and male immigrants, whether documented or undocumented, residing within the United States who are 18 or 25, are required to register. Isn't that interesting? United States federal law also provides for the compulsory conscription of men between the ages of 17 and 45 and current women for militia service pursuant to Article 1, Sections 8 of the U.S. Constitution. Shocking! Watch out, ladies. Could be you in the militia.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. It's 821R.com, of course. NewCaliforniaState.com. Now, all right. Here we go. The Selective Service System, this is just recent news, guys. This is what prompted the discussion. Has sent a memorandum instructing local draft boards to, quote, make certain any and all vacancies on the local board are filled immediately, and that all members are refreshed in the rules and regulations regarding the selective service process. Vacancies, now these are the boards. There's a board that manages your local draft boards. They're called draft boards, get it? Your local draft boards. There is presently no draft in the United States, and it would require Congress to implement one again. Congress remains a pro forma in, on pro forma session, effectively a recess for another week or two. The fact that this memorandum went out should give every reasonable person pause and a very sharp indication that war is coming. Now, I say this because there's so much happening in the world. There's so many things that are going on out there, especially with China, and especially all the things that they're trying to do. And they've got a large army. They've got a large navy. And are they going to use it against us? Desperate countries do desperate things, and they're very desperate. So they're filling the draft boards with people, in my opinion, that could be drafting people real soon. Just a heads up. You heard it here. Just a heads up. And we've got another week or so before they come back. Donald Trump can void their vacancies and say, look it, guys, you haven't been around. I got to do things. I'm implementing a draft. He could do that in a moment's notice. I think the president's feeling very comfortable right now. That's just a clue. That's just what I understand. Anyway, I want to say thank you to all the citizen journalists again who help out with the, you know, Agenda 21 Radio and others. There could be a draft in your future for some of you, but probably not for all of you. And many of you have served so well, and we do appreciate all your great service. We have a lot of problems ahead of us. We're going to solve them, ladies and gentlemen. One of the ways to solve it is, well, listen to Agenda 21 Radio, and of course, join up with New California State, State of the Future. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We're exceptional America.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Agenda.